homily for Monday, the 12th of September. For this homily, what I want to preach on is the parable of the prodigal son. And the reason for that is it was yesterday's gospel reading. But more importantly, I think it's just such an important parable that it would bear again repeating. So this homily is the homily that I gave yesterday at the 7:30 a.m. Mass. It's on the parable of the prodigal son, yesterday's gospel reading. The parable of the prodigal son is probably the best known, best remembered of Jesus's parables. Jesus wants the parable to work above all, to upset our God expectations, even to turn them upside down. So, if you feel consoled by the parable, that's good. But if you feel challenged and confused by it, that's better. That's what Jesus wants. The parable has three acts. Act one is the son's departure. Act two is the son's return. And then comes act three, the scene with the elder son. It's the parable's zinger scene. Jesus must have thought long and hard on how exactly this scene should develop. The younger son has returned and been welcomed by his father. And the father now wants to celebrate his return. Enter the elder son. This son describes himself as dutiful, a good, obedient servant. What he really expects of his father is that the rules and laws will be followed. He doesn't expect much more. But this dutiful son is also full of resentment. He clearly resents his younger brother. He refuses even to acknowledge him as his brother. In talking to his father, he calls his own brother, "This son of yours." Above all, he resents the father's goodness, how he's behaving in receiving his brother back. It goes against all the rules and laws. His father's compassionate embrace of his very flawed brother, that's what he finds intolerable. So how does Jesus end the parable? The father says to his elder son, "My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now, we must celebrate and rejoice because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." And that ends the parable. We don't know what the elder brother does. Does he join the celebration? Does he keep with his resentment and distance? We don't know. Jesus leaves us hanging. But what we do know is this. For Jesus, parables work as God stories. And in this parable, the Father is God, and we are the elder son. In the figure of the Father, God is begging us to join him. But we can only join him, become one with him, through doing acts of compassion and forgiveness. So, in the parable, God becomes the beggar, begging us to enter into his divine life. For Jesus, being with God, having divine life, entering into divine life, entering into eternal life, it all means doing what we see the Father doing. It's seeing people in their weakness and need, having compassion on them, and then bringing them into your life and holding them close. Act 3 of the parable really works as a recognition scene. We recognize who God is, what God is really like. Strangely unmindful of hurts done to him, but ever alert to the deep down needs of others. Ever ready to embrace them. And we recognize who our brothers and sisters are. Clearly flawed people who make a mess of things and yet need us to be close. Finally, we recognize ourselves. Hesitant elder brothers, constantly called, even begged by God, to join him in his embrace of mercy and compassion. God is ever saying to each of us, I am always and ever with you. All I have and all I am is yours. My mercy, my compassion, it's yours. My eternal life is yours. And God says to us, now live it. Live my life. Live my mercy. Live my compassion. It's yours. I am recording this homily on Sunday, and as you hear it on Monday, I will be on the road traveling to New Mexico for my annual retreat. So I will be away from Holy Trinity till sometime during the first week of October. I will have a retreat and then some fun time in New Mexico. So please pray for me, pray for my retreat, and let us pray for one another. And I will see you back here in October, early October. God bless you all. Bye-bye.